Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I saw a $67 and some odd cent charge on my credit card. I was wondering if you could tell me what it's for.
Okay, ma'am. What is your zip code?
Zip code is 43616.
Okay, ma'am, what is your first and last name?
Deborah Gray, Gray.
Right. Huh? Hold on. Give me one second real quick, ma'am.
Sure.
And what is your zip code? I mean, not a zip
Four
code.
three six one six.
Yeah, 41. You say 4 1
Three
3
six one six. Four three six
616.
one
Okay, that's what I thought you said. And can you verify your shipping address?
2850 Pickle Road, Apartment 192, Oregon, Ohio. 43616.
Have under here William Beebe.
And yeah, that's for my son.
Okay, give me one
I'm the one
second.
who ordered it.
Okay, give me one second, man.
But I wasn't expecting the 60 some dollar charge because it said pay shipping, which I did.
Yes, ma'am. What I see is you ordered a tactical bag,
Correct.
and what that did was that gave you a put you into a membership where you will pay the $67.32 a month, and you could order a bunch of
No.
gadgets from off of that from off of that website.
Oh, no, I don't want that. It was a one-time deal. I'm not going to be ordering, and I'm not going to pay $67 a month for it. So please cancel that.
Okay, ma'am, I can get that canceled for you. I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me one second.
No problem.
All right, ma'am. I was able to get that account canceled for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, would you like that cancellation number?
No, I don't have a pencil and paper where I'm at.
All right, but I did get it canceled for you, so you don't have to worry about getting
Oh,
charged
okay.
again.
All
All right.
right. Thank you.
No problem. And thank you again for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good day.
Oh, no problem. How long will that usually take? How many business days?
Oh, you want, so you wanted to, so you did want the refund from off it?
Pardon?
You wanted a refund?
Well, of course.
Okay, with that refund, what I can do is I can give you a 50% refund on that $67.32.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am, because it is a valid charge, and it's understandable that it was in the terms and conditions, and if you do try to dispute it, you have to be under investigation by your bank, and when your bank call us for that, they will see that it is a valid charge, and they will take that 6732 back from out your bank.
I will never order from you guys again. I will tell you that. This is ridiculous. I guess I don't have a choice, correct?
You do.
I can't. So what do I have to have my bank dispute it then?
No. So you don't want the 50%?
I don't. I want my money back. Put back in my account.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am. So that 6732 will be put back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
I know nobody's not listening to me right now, but basically, if somebody denies it, then we can move up to for a refund.
I see.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah, because I apologize. It, you know, if it was in that fine print stuff, even with my glasses, I can't see.
No, the thing about it, here's the thing. The thing about it is in a fine print. I can't necessarily say it's in a fine print. What it is at the bottom, like every website, it actually has the terms and conditions at the bottom, like every website, uh-huh. And you have to click on them to read the full terms and conditions. Like Walmart has their terms and conditions at the bottom. You have to click on and read the full thing.
I see.
So that's what that is.
Okay. As long as I get it back, I'm
Yeah, you get it back
fine.
When
three
to five business days. And I got that
right.
Comcast, so everything is good.
I appreciate it.
All right, no
thanks.
Problem.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And I give you that cancellation number, correct?
Pardon?
And I give you that cancellation number, correct?
Let me see if I can find something to write with. Take a second.
Take your time.
All right, isn't it? Okay, all I need is something to write on now. Bear with me, I got the pen. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Is it just C262?
No, it's more. It's 6 more digits after this, I think. Yeah, 6 more digits after.
C262.
No, it's C as in Charlie, 262.
Okay, 262.
538.
538.
144.
144. Okay.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.